wanna make violent love to you with the moon above. I wanna make violent love to you. I wanna make whoopee-doo and have a little fun with you. I wanna make violent love to you. I don't want to be frantic, I don't want to grab your style. You're driving me to a panic, you're almost driving me wild. I wanna make whoopee-doo and have a little fun with you. I wanna make violent love to you. Violent love to you. Violent love to you.
Thus concludes another episode of Free Association here on Bubbles in the Think Tank. Hope you enjoyed it.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up tonight's Free Association. Thank you all for your participation. Just like our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. says. Sometimes you should always listen to me. But now it's time for us to turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Let's take a quick peek at the radio obituary statistics. We haven't done that in full in a few weeks. Let me pull those up. By the end of tonight's program, we will have completed in this radio obituary year that started back on November 1st. We will have completed 259 radio obituaries. We will have declined 236. And we will have a whopping 254 in the backlog. Once again, I felt like I did a lot of work today. But I guess I didn't do enough. It's never enough. Never enough. But let's get these radio obituaries started the way I always do, by reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Alex the Angry Chiweenie, also known as Quintron the Dragon's boyfriend. Alex was a Chihuahua wiener dog mix that was lovingly cared for by our neighbor, Emma, who was gifted this dog by the local fire department, as they told her that if she didn't take the dog wasn't going to make it. So she took on Alex. Alex was quite the project, to say the least. I'm sure you're going to learn more about Alex over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. But we all tried to love Alex to the best of our ability. Quintron was the only one that was really able to break through it all. But Alex just passed away at 9 years old. And so it is the initial radio obituary for Alex the Angry Chiweenie. Oh, I have to tell you, I'd see this dog and I would get down in front of Alex and I'd say, Alex, I just want to love you. And he was having none of it. None of it. We helped Emma put a muzzle on him once so she could remove a tick from his ear. And he looked like Hannibal Lecter. But he was only a few pounds. He was so wee. Alex got my love whether he wanted it or not, and that is why we are doing the initial radio obituary for Alex the Angry Chiweenie right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ricky Bates.
Initial radio obituary is for Jim Drake, the American film and television director. His career began in 1974 when he was working as an associate director for the Norman Lear-produced sitcoms All in the Family and Good Times. He made his lead directorial debut in the syndicated comedy soap opera spoof series Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. His other television work included Sanford, Gimme a Break, Facts of Life, Newhart, Night Court, Golden Girls, and many others. Film credits included Mr. Bill's Real Life Adventures, Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol, and Speed Zone, starring John Candy. Jim Drake just passed away at 77. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman,
Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman,
Mary Hartman, my love,
Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman,
Mary Hartman, my love. Oh Mary, sweet Mary, take me just as I am, 'cause there's nothing gonna change me. Don't leave me all alone.
'cause your loving is gonna see me through.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Ozzy the Gorilla. He was an African-born Western lowland gorilla who was the subject of research in the Yerkes National Primate Research Center in Georgia. He was there from 1964 through 1988, and then he went to the Atlanta Zoo. And he was the first gorilla ever to, quote, volunteer for a blood pressure test. He was the oldest recorded male gorilla in captivity. Ozzy just passed away at 60 or 61. It's the next radio obituary for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We were out of school with nothing to do, so we jumped in my car and we went to the zoo. Having lots of fun just walking around, looking in the cages when I heard a funny sound. Somebody yelled and one began to shout. I turned around and my eyes bugged out. He's out of his cage, he's on a rampage, swinging his arms all over the place. Fiery red eyes and a big ugly face. Chip, 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 gorilla. He climbed on a bus and he rode downtown, stopping all the traffic for miles around. He heard some music coming from a record shop, jumped off the bus and he started to bop. He's out of his cage, he's on a rampage, swinging his arms all over the place, dancing rock and roll with a grin on his face. Chip, 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 gorilla. He heard some music coming from a record shop. He jumped off the bus and he started to bop. He stopped his dancing and looked up in the sky. A flying purple people leader was flying by. He reached up and grabbed him and he ate him whole.
Gorilla!
Good afternoon, ladies, and welcome to the Shirley Woolsey Show. This is Shirley Woolsey, of course, coming to you daily at 2:30 on your friendly network station. Today, I have a very prominent guest with me, and I would like to present the adventurer, lecturer, and author of the new book, My Friends the Gorillas, Dr. John Butler Rainey. How do you do, Dr.
How do you
Rainey?
Do, Miss Woolsey? And thank you so much for your very kind introduction.
Dr. Rainey, could you tell us how many years did you spend in Africa?
Well, all told, it was 14 years. However, my last book, My Friends the Gorillas, was spent in only 8 years writing, and I lived in Kenya province in the rainforest studying only the large tree ape, the large tree-climbing gorilla.
Oh, I see.
For 8 years.
Yes. Well, did you have assistance with you?
No, I had no assistance. I went in alone. I know that the gorilla is a little shy of the of man, and I didn't want to aggravate the situation by contributing more of the, man smell, you see.
Yes.
So I went in alone and no assistance. Besides that, nobody would go.
Well, what was it like living alone, Dr. Rainey?
Well, it wasn't so bad after the first 3 years, of course, after I got married. I enjoyed it relatively. I lived a rather normal life. I mean, as normal as one can live with a whole bunch of gorillas, you know.
Yes. Well, then you were not alone. You got married.
Yes, married a lovely thing.
Well, then an American girl joined you.
No, an American girl did not join me. I married right there.
Oh, well, then an African girl.
Well, sort of African. I wouldn't call her a voting African.
Well, I don't understand, Dr. Rainey. You
I'm
said
sorry.
You were married.
I think I should make myself clear to you and your listeners.
Yes.
I married a gorilla.
You married a gorilla, Dr.
Yes,
Rainey.
I did.
Isn't that interesting?
Fine, ladies? Lovely gorilla. Marvelous girl. About 800 pounds now. She is 9 years old. They marry young there, you know. And 6'7", stretched out. Of course, gorillas have notoriously bad posture. She's bent over most of the time.
How did you meet your wife, Doctor?
Oh, Margaret.
Margaret?
Yes, I call her Margaret. I feel, you know, if you're going to be amongst humans, behave as they do.
Yes.
And I call her Margaret in public.
Well, may I call her Margaret?
Certainly. Of course, when we're alone, I just call her Gorilla.
You know. Oh, I see. Well, I'm sure that my listeners would be terribly interested to know how one goes about courting a gorilla, Dr.
Well, it's not easy. No, it's difficult. Of course, a courtship over there is quite different from a courtship over here. Over there, if you're courting, a gorilla, you know, you have to do a lot of climbing. Anyway, I was out in the jungle finding myself some eucalyptus leaves to eat. I love eucalyptus leaves. I eat the gorilla food now, of course.
Yes.
And I was looking for a place to bed down. I was tired, and so I was searching for a good limb to sleep on. And I climbed up onto what I thought was a fine limb, and it was twilight. And I noticed, I breathed in this kind of sweet, musky aroma, which gorillas are famous for. And I turned to the left, and I looked into these dark, flashing, black eyes, deep set, under an exceedingly prominent forehead. And we looked at each other, and I guess we just knew.
Oh, and that was Margaret.
It was Margaret. Of course, first, it was only physical attraction, I'm sure. Later on, we developed that kind of spiritual and intellectual relationship that makes a love.
Tell me, how long did you and your wife remain there before
coming
back?
5 years. 5 years, and then we left when I finished my book. We left to come to America.
What was your arrival like here?
Well, it was very nice, fun. I came down the gangplank, and they lowered Margaret's crate from a crane onto the dock. And then, of course, we boarded the bus to go to where we were staying.
Oh, the bus. Now, what kind of a bus?
A regular New York City bus.
Oh, I see. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Rainey, how did the people in the bus react?
Oh, they got out. Mm-hmm.
And what about the driver?
He got out, too. He got out through the emergency exit, as I recall. The others left through windows, doors, any way they could find.
Yes.
There was one child who escaped through the ventilator hatch, as I recall. And another woman was rather cute. She made a door for herself at the back of the bus. Right through. Went through too quickly to cut herself, thank goodness.
Well, that was quite an experience for them, sitting in there.
Just drove the bus myself.
Oh, I see. Where were you staying?
The Waldorf Astoria.
Oh, isn't
lovely,
that
lovely, sweet, lovely place.
Oh, well, Dr. Rainey, did you have any difficulty getting into the hotel?
We were very fortunate. When we came into register, there was a costume ball going on at the hotel. So they all thought that I was dressed as an African hunter and that Margaret was dressed as a gorilla. And we got first prize. And we certainly did laugh about it when we got into the elevator.
Oh, she
a
did.
Thunderous laugh, my goodness. And a great deal of chest thumping, you know. Leaping up and down in the elevator and thumping. It was quite exciting.
Well, how did the elevator man respond?
He got out. He got out, as I recall, between the fourth and fifth floor.
Well, Dr. Rainey, how long did you stay in the hotel?
Oh, till they kicked us out.
Oh, dear.
So we went right from there to our home.
Oh, well, now, where is your home?
Scarsdale.
Oh, I love Scarsdale.
Great gorilla country.
Dr. Rainey, is Margaret a good homemaker?
No, she's a gorilla. Gorillas aren't good homemakers, you know. She has her own room, which I fixed up for her. I have a little bar all the way across the room. My wife is quite a swinger. Excuse the little humor there. And I have a rope with a tire on it for her to play on. I hose down a room every afternoon.
Oh, a husband who helps. Isn't that nice, lady?
Well, I have to, you know. She's a gorilla.
Well, Dr. Rainey, how long do you hope to be staying out there in Scarsdale?
We're leaving right away. Well, we're going out to Hollywood to film my book.
Well, do you know where you'll be living out there?
Beverly Hills. Give her a sense of belonging, what with Cheetah and Lassie and the people at Schwab's drugstore. And, of course, she is in the movie.
Oh, she's in the movie. What part is she playing?
A gorilla. She's not the leading lady, you know. I mean, she's no Doris Day.
Well, does your wife know what a movie is?
Yes, I showed her a private screening of a Rock Hudson movie.
Oh, well, how did she react to it?
Well, at first, she didn't know. She thought those were people up there. You know, she liked Rock. You know, she went to get him. Her arms went right through the screen. She really has a thing on Rock Hudson, I'm telling you. I'm afraid for her to meet him. She'll kill him.
Well, Dr. Rainey, thank you so much for being on my program today.
Right.
And I want to wish you the very best of luck in Hollywood. Mm. And as is the custom of my show, I would like to send you a year's supply of Nair, which our listeners know is very satisfactory to Pilator.
Mm-hmm.
And your wife will be given a 2-week vacation at Elizabeth Arden's beauty retreat, Main Chance.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And last but not least, Lapman Furs Incorporated would like to design for your wife's individual taste a lovely fur coat.
Oh, marvelous. Just marvelous. Could I ask what animal that's going to be?
You know,
it would be a shame if it was a relative. A little joke there.
Yes, Dr. Rainey.
I would like to say thank you, and I would like to thank you in the language of Margaret's people.
Oh, please.
If Margaret was here, she would say, good day.
Well, thank you, Dr.
The Clean Up Radio Obituary is for Janet Mead, the Australian Catholic nun who is best known for recording a pop rock version of the Lord's Prayer back in the 70s. She re-recorded it in the 80s. But the original surprise hit reached number 3 on the Australian singles charts in 1974. Then it made it to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. She even got a Grammy Awards nomination out of it. Janet Mead just passed away at 84. It's the Clean Up Radio Obituary right here. With not the hit, Air Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It is you are alive.
the Radio Obituary for Hardev Dilker, also known as Dev Tharakwala. He was an Indian lyricist who started as a poet, then he wrote a song for children, and was later encouraged to start writing lyrics. His first song was recorded in 1961, and he went on to have a very successful career. He just passed away at 82. It's his Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
ए बीबीओ पैनो ते माइयो मैं तो आड़े अगे एक बेंती करना आया हां मैं जिला बठिंडे दे छड़े दा प्रधान हां मैनू तो आड़े इलाके विच छड़े दी यूनियन वालों इलेक्शन दा टिकट मिलया है कृपा करके अपना कीमती वोट मैनू पाओ
वे छड़िया तेरा चोन निशान की है
ओ बीबी जी मेरा चोन निशान खोता है खोता
मैं आ खोता
हाँ यो ही खोता खोते उते मोरा लाओ ते मैनू कामयाब कराओ खोते दी कामयाबी तुहाडी अपनी ही कामयाबी है
पावांगे पावांगे कीचड़ा तैनू ही वोटा पावांगे
के मैनू सफल बनायो खोते उते मोरा लाके मैनू सफल बनायो मैं हाथ जोड़दा बीबी जी तुसी वोट छड़े नू पायो मैं हाथ जोड़दा बीबी जी तुसी वोट छड़े नू पायो
जे तू हो गया कामयाब ता सानू बड़ा सताउणा जे तू हो गया कामयाब ता सानू बड़ा सताउणा तू तुरदा ए तू वेखड़या असि वोट तैनू पाउणा तू तुरदा ए तू वेखड़या असि वोट तैनू पाउणा
कामयाब एक नवा कानून बना दूं आदमियां नु कट के तीवियां नौकरियां ते ला दूं आदमियां नु कट के तीवियां नौकरियां ते ला दूं लुटियो मौजा लियो बहारा जिथे मर्जी जायो मैं हाथ जोड़दा बीबी जी तुसी वोट छड़े नु पायो मैं हाथ जोड़दा बीबी जी तुसी वोट छड़े नु पायो
वोट लैन दी खातर छड़या क्यों लड़ाइयां पौने वोट लैन दी खातर छड़या क्यों लड़ाइयां पौने बस्तियां कुड़ियां नू क्यों पुठे कम्मे लाउणे जे तू हो गया कामयाब ता सानू ही खुंडे लाउणा तू तुर जाए तो वेखड़या अज वोट भी तैनू पाउणा तू तुर जाए तो वेखड़या अज वोट भी तैनू पाउणा
बीबियां दे हक्कां दी खातर रहूं हमेशा लड़दा वोटा पाके देखो मैनू झूठी गल नहीं करदा वोटा पाके देखो मैनू झूठी गल नहीं करदा जेकर साडा राज आ गया बैठियां हुक्म चलायो मैं हाथ जोड़दा बीबी जी तुसी वोट छड़े नू पायो मैं हाथ जोड़दा बीबी जी तुसी वोट छड़े नू पायो
मन मर्जी तुसी करनी है जे आ गया राज तुहाडा ताइयो तुहानू वोट पाउण नू दिल नहीं मनदा साडा ताइयो तुहानू वोट पाउण नू दिल नहीं मनदा साडा
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Emil Mangelsdorf, the German jazz musician. He played alto sax, soprano sax, clarinet, and flute. He was a jazz pioneer during the Nazi regime, and that led to his imprisonment. After World War II and years as a prisoner of war, he became the founding member of a jazz ensemble and played with several other groups, remaining active even as an educator until old age. He just passed away at 96. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you. Ultimate Radio Obituary is for Dick Halligan, the American musician and composer best known as a founding member of the jazz rock band Blood, Sweat, and Tears. He was the trombonist on their first album, but switched to keyboards when Al Cooper left the band. In the 70s and 80s, he composed and arranged music for a number of motion pictures, including Go Tell the Spartans, Cheaper to Keeper, Fear City, and the Chuck Norris film A Force of One. Dick Halligan just passed away at 78. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Whole soul best to find some. I will. was a young boy till I held her in my arms. Now I find that I'm strung out behind some love. Hey! I can't quit her. I see your face everywhere I go. I can't quit her. Woo, yeah. I know. You know, I see your face everywhere I go.
To be seduced, want a woman to take me out to dinner for two. Like to see her eyes get moody, flirting with the thought of what flirting ought to do. Like to be real cool, let her think about getting little me in bed. Here's a chat about Magna Carta, Puerto Vallarta. Something Gandhi said, I'm a dimmer, politely, all too slightly, if she tried to fondle my knee. But I'm relatively certain I'd compromise if I know me. I want to be seduced, want a woman to talk to me suggestively. Want to hear her say she'll be with me tomorrow morning, drinking hot jasmine tea. Wanted to make me laugh, make a point of touching me when she talks, leaving all the jealous men in the joint to mumble in the beer and gawk. I I know it only happens when I'm napping, not in a reverie. Did I find myself a woman who wouldn't mind seducing me? I know it only happens when I'm napping, nodding in a reverie. Did I find myself a woman who wouldn't mind seducing, starting from the moment that we've been introduced? I'd like to find a woman who wouldn't mind seducing me.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the antepenultimate radio obituary is for Diego Verdaguer, the Argentine-born singer and trumpet player. He just passed away at 70. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Belinda, sola en un barco vive la niña, todos la llaman Linda Belinda. Voy a buscarte, Linda Belinda, donde te encuentres, Linda Belinda. No quiero perderte, Linda Belinda, toda mi vida, Linda Belinda. Y quiero
radio obituary is for Mickey Gilley, the American country singer and songwriter. He started out singing straight-up country and western in the 1970s and went on to more pop-friendly sounds in the 1980s. For many years, Mickey Gilley lived in the shadow of his well-known cousin, Jerry Lee Lewis. They both sang boogie-woogie and gospel music, but Gilley didn't become a professional singer until Lewis had hit the top of the charts in the 1950s. Gilley cut a few singles and played sessions in New Orleans and released the record Call Me Shorty in 1958 on the Dot record label. Mickey Gilley just passed away at 86. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I went and bought myself a ticket and I sit down in the very first row. They pull the curtain, but then when they turn the spotlight way down, yeah. applause, and when she hit the ground, she winked at the audience, and then she turned around. She had a picture of a cowboy tattooed on her spine, saying Phoenix, Arizona, 1949. Let me tell you people, little Lee just doesn't stand there anymore. She's too busy mopping and I'm taking care of shopping at the store. I've got seven kids and all day long they fall around the floor singing, yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay, all you guys and gals. Yep. I'm back on the scene again. What's that, honey? What's that, baby? No, I ain't bold, didn't it? I'm Mickey Gilly. Ha, ha. Yeah. Here I come. Here I come. I'm coming home. Kind of sends me too. Woo! Yeah. Sends me well. Baby, it sends me way on out. Out well. Baby, it sends me right on out in the woo 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 woo. What's that you say, honey? Ha ha! Yeah, here I come. Here I come. Come on, honey, you know you like this. It's really getting on it, isn't it? Wait, I'll show you something. Hey, you guys! Are you ready?
Yeah!
Woo! Here we go! One, two, one, two, three.
Baby, tell me I'm the only